This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while addressing Parivartan Sankalp rallies in Haldia, Asansol and Suri yesterday, termed the ongoing West Bengal elections as a crusade to restore the state's former glory. Supporting BJP candidates, the Prime Minister asserted that while the rest of the country progresses rapidly, the Trinamool Congress has pushed Bengal backward. He claimed that after decades of decline under Congress and left rule, the TMC has further devastated the state through corruption, specifically citing its failure to make Bengal self-sufficient in fish production and the rise of coal and sand mafias in Asansol. Trinamool Congress Chief and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee yesterday asserted that her party will emerge victorious in the upcoming elections, despite the BJP's alleged attempts to capture Bengal by deleting over 90 lakh names from the voter list through SIR. Addressing a public meeting in Meenakhan in support of candidate Usharani Mundal, the Chief Minister claimed that the names of people from all religions and communities were removed. Electioneering is in full swing in Tamil Nadu, with star campaigners, senior BJP leaders and union ministers Piyush Goyal, Dr. L. Murugan, state BJP's former leader Annamalai are wooing voters for the NDA alliance. AIADMK leader Edappadi Palaniswamy, DMK chief and chief minister of Tamil Nadu M.K. Stalin, Udayanidhi Stalin and Sengottaiyan, Premalatha Vijayakanth, Dr. Anubani Kannimori and many others are crossing the state garnering votes for their parties. Election Commission has said that the polling for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry and the by-elections in four assembly constituencies in three states remain by and large peaceful, barring a few incidents. Assam and Puducherry record the highest ever poll participation yesterday. Assam registered 85.38% voter turnout, while Puducherry recorded 89.87% voter turnout. Previously, the highest poll participation in Assam was 84.67% in 2016 assembly elections, and for Puducherry it was 86.19% in 2011 assembly elections. In Kerala, 78.03% poll participation was recorded. In by-polls, Bagalkot assembly seat in Karnataka registered 68.70% voter turnout, while Davanagere South witnessed a turnout at 68.55%. The Koridang Assembly constituency in Nagaland recorded a turnout of 82.21%, and Dharmanagar seat in Tripura recorded a turnout of over 80%. Reserve Bank of India has asked banks to speed up the cross-border payments. In guidelines issued, RBI has said that it is observed that several banks rely upon end-of-day statements of the Nostro account for confirming and reconciling receipts in Nostro accounts, resulting in delay in crediting funds to the beneficiary's account. To expedite this process, RBI has asked banks to undertake reconciliation and confirmation of credit in the Nostro accounts frequently, either on a near real-time basis or at periodic intervals. It also said that the reconciliation interval should normally not exceed 1 hour. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said that it has killed Ali Yusuf Hershey, personal secretary of Hezbollah Secretary General Naim Qassim in Beirut. Hershey was also nephew of the Hezbollah chief who needs the Lebanese group backed by Iran. Meanwhile, Reuven Azar, the ambassador of Israel to India, reiterated Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's statement that Lebanon is not part of the ongoing two-week ceasefire between the United States and Iran. In an exclusive interview with the news agency, the Israeli envoy said, "Israel has made this clear and the American administration has also confirmed it." In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 3 wickets in a last-ball thriller at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing 182 for a victory, Lucknow reached the target on the last ball with 3 wickets in hand. Earlier put into bat, Kolkata Knight Riders scored 181 for 4 and stipulated 20 overs. Mukul Chaudhary's dazzling 54 off 27 balls helped Lucknow to get the desired victory. Ankresh Raghuvanshi scored 45 off 33, while Anukul Roy and Vaibhav Baroda picked up 2 wickets each for Kolkata. Two-time national champion Meenakshi Goyal came back from the brink to beat South Korea's Seong Park to reach the final of the women's 53kg category, while Hansika Lamda, 55kg, added another bronze medal to India's tally at the Senior Asian Wrestling Championships in Kyrgyzstan yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.